A House bill would change one word on how state beef checkoff dollars are collected in North Dakota, turning the word must to may, and therefore making it voluntary. On Friday, the House Agriculture Committee took over 65 written statements and heard nearly 3 hours of in-person testimony and discussion from cattle ranchers, agriculture groups, and others in the state. Mandan rancher Dwight Keller spoke in favor of the bill.
Is our checkoff really working for us today? No, it's not. We're not making any headway. And it's all funneled nationally. It goes through the Federation of State Beef Councils, which is an arm of NCBA. You lose total control, and they have a 30 to 70% implementation fee on all programs they pass. You know, but there's things that could be done with our dollar, and we should be able to advertise our own product and not generic beef.
J.C. Haig, an upcoming young rancher from Carson, opposed the legislation because it seems to be an issue between organizations of the industry.
This is a deeper issue and shows how divided we are as beef producers within our state's industry. I hope you will consider that there is much work to find common ground without involving the legislative assembly. As a young individual in the beef industry, I believe in the importance of the beef checkoff. Let me ask you an honest question. Without the beef checkoff, who's going to pick up the slack of beef producers in promoting our product to consumers?
Links to this beef checkoff bill and video of the hearing are available at rrfn.com. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.